The Antarian people. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of April 16, 2025. From now on, whenever I write about a star race, I will place a small technical resume first, for added clarity, and then I will proceed to talk more about them. Name of the race, Antarian. Home star, red giant star Antares, the brightest in the Scorpio constellation, distance 550 light-years from Earth. Home planet, Antaria. Point 9, gravity strength, M-class planet, very similar to Earth, roughly 60% oceans and 40% landmass, and at a perfect distance to its huge sun. Star race genetic type, human Lyrian, population roughly 350 million. Technological level, very high, fully interstellar. Starship's main shape, complex science fiction-like models. Political model, Steppe Council holistic society with a Senate Council and a monarchy. Their starseed presence on Earth is plentiful, but I do not have the exact numbers. Antarians are Galactic Federation and Alcyone Council members. Antarians are very peaceful and beautiful people, and are basically more humans as they are genetically identical to the ones found on Earth and elsewhere, yet they do not have such an appearance variety as the one found on Earth and in other places, as they all look alike regarding their physical proportions, skin, hair, and eye color. Antarians have very white, porcelain-like skin with very light-colored blue or green eyes, with few exceptions, which sharply contrasts with their very dark hair, making them quite easy to identify when in a multi-race meeting, for example, in the Galactic Federation. Antarians are said to be 850,000 years old as a culture, roughly as old as the Taygetan culture is as well, although I do not agree with those official numbers because I have learnt that time cannot be measured without a consciousness which is perceiving it, and a year is also very relative to where it is being measured, so those long numbers don't make much sense to me, although that is what is in the archives of the Galactic Federation, and I suppose the planet of reference for those numbers must be Earth. In my perception, both the Antarian civilization and the Taygetan one must be much younger. Anyhow, Antaria was founded more or less at the same time as most of the civilizations in the Pleiades star cluster, including Taygeta, and as the story goes, is also the result of the mass immigration called the Great Expansion, and which resulted from the mass reptile and Orion Grey invasions which occurred at the beginning of the so-called Orion Wars. Unlike other human Lyrian civilizations, Antaria is far from its closest human kin and neighbors, many light years away from them, although nowadays hyperspace technology has united us all a lot. But in the early days, Antaria, being basically alone and far away, saw itself in the need to create a strong military self-preservation defense culture, which is still present nowadays, making them formidable opponents as they have developed a very strong and organized military which includes a very large fleet of highly sophisticated starships. As a reference, Antaria alone has twice as many starships as Taygeta and the Engen have together, even though the Engen are the most militarized race in the Pleiades, thus making them very prolific expert shipbuilders, and their craft are known to be among the very best, most advanced and reliable, durable, human Lyrian-built ships in the galaxy. Although their military is formidable, sophisticated and large, they have proven it is only for defense purposes as Antarians are known to be very peaceful, highly spiritual people, as they historically have never invaded any other star race, Much on the contrary, as they are also vastly known to be protectors of weaker races. Their high ethics and military surplus have motivated them to protect countless emerging fragile races of all types and kinds, shielding them from abusive and invasive races and groups, including space pirates and poachers. This has earned them the nickname, Protectors. The Antarian people are known in space as the Protectors. The Antarians, as a standalone star race, are by far the strongest and most stable human Lyrian star race known. Their high ethics and the need to share and protect the weak and those in need have prevented them from having any colonies outside their home planet, making them rely solely on their highly sophisticated starships when their presence is needed elsewhere. This Antarian need to share their military power to protect others was skillfully exploited by the Galactic Federation until recently, as their propaganda convinced the Antarians to display over 20 of their starships to protect Earth from evil invaders. Although this sounds good, the Galactic Federation itself was welcoming, and is still welcoming shady races from Orion, while Antaria was told that those dubious races were there for diplomatic reasons only. This caused Antaria to help isolate Earth and its inhabitants from the rest of the galactic community, much in favor of the Galactic Federation's shady interests. Until recently, the Antarian fleet around Earth was basically the Federation's police force, which intercepted and repressed any unauthorized starships leaving or approaching Earth, a role which the Alfrata Centauri people have today. Until very recently, the Antarians were very cooperative and even subservient to the interests, laws, and regulations of the local Galactic Federation. Just a few months ago, with the skillful, dedicated diplomacy of their local representative and ambassador, as Ed Nidia of Antaria, the Antarians have changed their mind regarding what is happening on Earth and with Earth, thus challenging the Galactic Federation's status quo, much to their annoyance. As it is said, the Antarians have awakened to the truth, and they have turned into, quote, more of those space conspiracy theorists. This is largely because of the intervention of the new Tejetan Queen, yours truly, and their recent annexation into the Alcyone Council, and the multiple aspect cooperation it offers to their members, which are all the star races in the M45 Pleiades star cluster, and the huge and mighty Irma Feline Confederation. As the Irma have the Hyadean race of the Pleiadian star Merope representing them locally, the Antarians are the first and only non-Pleiadian star race to become members of the Alcyone Council. To this day, the Antarians keep a strong 5 starship presence in Earth's orbit, but no longer patrol the area as they have refused the task officially. As I have discussed with Ambassador as Ed Nidia, our role here, together with the Irma, is to provide the presence of a strong group of people who are monitoring and challenging the Galactic Federation's shady operations and procedures regarding planet Earth, thus preventing them from causing a new mass social or planetary reset, as it is known they have done so in the past and at least 6 times. The Federation lost its strongest military human Lyrian culture, as they do not cooperate with them any longer, although their membership in the Galactic Federation remains as they cannot be expelled from it, or it will cause a chain reaction among other star races who are already starting to ask the Federation too many questions regarding Earth, like the Sarsoni and the Yael. As Ambassador as Ed Nidia stated, the Antarian protective mission near Earth has now turned from policing the area to studying the requirements of the human population, to protect their peaceful evolution, even if they must challenge the Galactic Federation itself. And this protection extends to their vast number of Antarian starseeds currently living on Earth, and which worries them a lot now that they have seen the complexity of what is occurring on the planet, and the unnecessary dangers and abuses they are subjected to. Antarians on their home planet are known to be very good engineers and technicians, who have developed technology which is among the highest coming from a human Lyrian star race. Their technological cooperation, as well as barter relationship with the Tejetan people, has always been very high, and this reflects onto mutually developed technologies which are common to both star races. They have always been good friends with the Tejetans, and there has always been a lot of tourism and immigration between both civilizations. Civilian transport craft regularly fly from Tema to Antaria with pre-established and scheduled flight paths. I have good communication with King Erna Yar of Antaria and his Queen Seria, but mainly through their local ambassador, Azed Nidia. Needless to say, they have all turned into space conspiracy theorists. Antarians at home are very invested in all things art, like paintings and sculpture, including engravings on wood which they use as ornaments all over their homes and buildings, and music which could be comparable in style to Earth's classical as it is very complex and nurtured with different types of instruments. Their engravings on wood are famous all over this galactic quadrant, and are easily recognizable as Antarian art, which defines much of their architecture and culture. They are very much into spirituality, and they behave with high ethics, making them a very united, holistic civilization with virtually no internal friction, as they all see each other as close relatives, because they all share the same principles, and spend most of their time in artistic endeavors. Their respect for nature and animals is also legendary, and their protection of star races in need or which are threatened by other abusive and exploitative ones extends also to animals, many of which have escaped extinction thanks to Antarian intervention, this all over this galactic quadrant, at least. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.